the Economic Community of West African States is working to reduce the number of illegal weapons in the region. Mohamed Lamine Koulibaly heads the ECOWAS Small Arms Control Program. He says it's a problem linked to both good governance and poverty that's too broad for any individual country to tackle alone.
We have to take a regional approach to it. That's why ECOWAS is encouraging member states to go toward a security collective effort in order to enhance the capacity of individual member states to be able to deal with the small arms proliferation.
Koulibaly says there are many aspects to minimizing the flow of illicit weapons, including a complete review of national laws governing the use and ownership of small arms. The ECOWAS program is being supported by the United Nations Development Program. Koulibaly says one of its first goals is getting a better sense of the scope of the problem by asking each member state to conduct a national survey to determine how many illicit small arms are currently in circulation.
If we want them to come up with a national action plan, we have to be sure that this national action plan is based on concrete facts. So far, Ghana has almost completed the survey, Sierra Leone as well. Liberia has to do other steps before concluding it.
Years of conflict have contributed to the proliferation of weapons outside the control of law enforcement, especially in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Cote d'Ivoire.
We read every day armed robbers have been killed, armed robbers are fighting police, and they are using sophisticated arms.
Bafour Amoah heads the civil society group West African Network on Small Arms. While those civil wars are over, he says the weapons they brought to the region remain a threat to stability.
The challenge is that as wars are coming to an end, poverty is growing, and therefore it looks like young people of today have no patience to wait for tomorrow. They all want to be rich today, and some of them have taken to armed violence, and which is quite a serious challenge as well, given the fact that the drug menace is also growing alongside.
Coastal communities in West Africa are transit points for South American drug traffickers shipping cocaine to Europe. Law enforcement officials say that illicit trade brings with it a supply of small arms.
Dealing with an illicit problem is a challenging one, and all sorts of ideas need to be tried to see which one will work best. And therefore, if government intends to entice people with small arms to come forward and give them for some token and the people respond, perhaps it will lead us to some of the communities where some of these arms are hidden.
The International Action Network on Small Arms estimates that there are more than 8 million firearms in West Africa, which remain the primary weapons of violence in ethnic feuds, local wars, armed insurrection, and terrorism. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.